This is VOA News via remote. Hundreds of supporters of the Iranian president-elect Ibrahim Raisi gathered in Tehran Saturday evening and Sunday morning to celebrate his landslide victory in the presidential elections. The crowd assembled on Imam Hussein Square, usually the stage for religious ceremonies, and cheered his victory by hosting and hoisting his pictures and Iranian flags. He won a landslide victory in Friday's presidential elections. It's a vote that propelled the supreme leader's protege into Tehran's highest civilian position. His election became more of a coronation after his strongest competition found themselves disqualified from running altogether. It sparked calls for a boycott, and many apparently did stay home. Out of over 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million actually came to the polls. That's the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday said that his foreign minister and defense minister will head the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary election. By placing Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on the list, Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning. The September 19th election for all 450 seats in the lower house of parliament is widely seen as an important part of Putin's efforts to cement his rule ahead of a 2024 presidential election. The 68-year-old leader, who has been in power for more than two decades, pushed through constitutional changes last year that will potentially allow him to hold on to that power until the year 2036. This is VOA News. Thousands took to the streets across Brazil, protesting against President Jair Bolsonaro's pandemic response, blasting the leader for not acquiring vaccines fast enough and for questioning the need for mask wearing. The protest came as the country's health minister confirmed that more than 500,000 Brazilians have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Brazil's reported death toll is second only to the United States, where the number of lives lost has topped 600,000. Brazil is registering more than 70,000 confirmed coronavirus infections every day. Just 11.4% of the population has been fully vaccinated, according to the government. The president has played down the seriousness of the virus while trying to keep the country's economy running. He dismissed COVID-19 as a little flu, and he has scorned mask wearing and social distancing. Myanmar's foreign ministry on Saturday rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. Myanmar described the resolution, which passed Friday and is not legally binding, as being based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. The statement issued in the capital said that the foreign ministry had sent letters of objection to the UN Secretary General and the General Assembly's president. The resolution reflected a broad international consensus condemning the takeover that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. It called on the military junta to restore the country's democratic transition. It condemned its excessive and lethal violence since the takeover and called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. U.S. authorities say that a driver slammed into spectators at the start of a pride parade in South Florida. It killed one man and injured another. Fort Lauderdale mayor said the pickup truck driver acted like he was part of the Wilton Manor Stonewall Pride Parade, but then he suddenly accelerated when he was told he was next, and then he crashed into the victims. He was taken into custody. Authorities didn't say whether they think the crash was intentional. The FBI is helping with the investigation, and police say the other victim is expected to survive. The mayor says he believes the crash was a deliberate attack against the LGBTQ community. And Japan has canceled all live public viewing events during the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics due to the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to Tokyo's governor. Tokyo originally designated venues for Olympic partner events and outdoor public viewing events during the Games. There's more at VOAnews.com. Bye.